I don't drink the blood. ירמיהו הנביא says, לא יצאיכם שפו את זבחיכם ויחדו בוסר, you should better eat the bones instead of bringing the sacrifices. What does it mean? The terrible sacrifices there is. Halochas, you should bring home Pesach, Tzmidim, Musafim. It's a terrible, the private company is also the terrible sacrifices. But there is a danger in the Kabbalah. When one brings sacrifices, he can come to the mistake to think that he gives something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives from him something. I am a giver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I am the giver and he is the taker, so I feel Chas V'Shalom as if he is superior to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a danger in Karbonos. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. If you bring Karbonos because you feel that you want to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's good. But if you feel that you are giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs your Karbonos, then it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your Karbonos. Yes, Behemi said many of the books and he doesn't need any of them. He don't give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch says about the pasuk in the Akedah, Avraham tells his Nehorim, "Va'ani va'ana melcha ad koi v'nishtach me v'nashu v'alechem." We will go, I and Yitzhak will go to this place, to Har Habayit, and we will make a ishtach bo, we bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham brings the greatest korban which a person can bring, his own son, his beloved son, and he bows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't think himself Chas V'Shalom superior, but he bows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, Bilam says to Bolak, Bolak brings korbanos only in order to Chas V'Shalom, to curse the Jews Chas V'Shalom. He tells Bolak, it's Yatzev al Oyla Secha, you should stand strong on your korbanos. This is the difference between the korbanos of Avraham Avinu and the korbanos of Bilam HaRoshev, Bolak. The pasuk says, "Ami zochor na maya atz balak melech Moab." You should remember what Balak's advice was. May Ono also Bilam remember what Bilam answered him. Minashitim ad Gilgal leman daat tifes Hashem. And the pasuk continues, "Bamoa kabem Hashem." Is what can I receive? The goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ikaf Lelekem Matnum, how can I bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadmenu Ba'oilos, should I bring oilos? Ba'agolim B'nei Shono, young calves, Hayirtze Hashem Ba'alfei Eilim, thousands of Eilim, sheep, B'rim Bo'es Nachalei Shomen, much Shemen bring with the Korbanos. Ha'etem b'chorim b'shi, should I give my b'chor, my biggest son, as an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'ri b'tnichatas nafshi, my firstborn, my offspring, should I give as a problem? Higid lecha adom ma toevu ma Hashem doresh mecha. If you want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, ki masois mishpot va'avas chesed va'atzmi adechet b'milokechet. To do things with mishpot, with justice, va'avas chesed, to want to be good to people, va'atzmi adechet b'milokechet, to be an honor, not to be a father. Maybe he's explained this way. The Navi says you should remember what Balak said. Balak said he wants to curse the Jews. May Ono also Bilam ben Bar, what did Bilam answer? You should bring Shiva Purim and Shiva Elim. You should bring so and so many oxen and aiding and we try our best, our worst. If it didn't succeed, they didn't succeed. Why didn't it succeed? Hayyot Hashem ba'al fe'elim, the four don't need all the power of iron for the brain. Ha'etem b'chorim pishi, should I bring my son? Because Mesha Melech Moab later on brought his son as a sacrifice. Does the Kishmur want the sacrifice of a son? The four don't want all these things. But the Kishmur wants is a soif mishpat. This is the, you should do things with justice. It's the opposite of Bilam. Bilam has a nefesh rechomo. He wants more than he deserves. He says in Italy, Bolot Muloi Beito, in case of a Zor. The Abbas Chesed, one should want to do good for people. It's the hefer of Bilam. Bilam has an Ein Roh, he doesn't want to do the good to people. It was a good acceptance, this corpus. We should feel when we bring a corpus to the Baruch that I would like to be makriv myself. I should have, if I bring it before, because I sinned, then I should have been burnt on the Mizbeach. No, the Baruch doesn't want it, that the Baruch didn't want Yitzchak Avinu to be sacrificed. And it doesn't want us to be sacrificed, since therefore I want to bring a korban instead of me. But it should have been that I should have learned how to be fair. So a person should feel when he brings a korban. The korban of Pesach, we went out of Mitzrayim, it's chus and korban Pesach. But it demanded to not only behaviors, it demanded ourselves. Moshe's tells the Jews, Mishchu k'hu lachem tzoyim. Say, Chazal, Mishchu yideichem me'avodazor. The first thing, you should leave all the avodazor of Mitzrayim. The avodazor of Mitzrayim is one of the most important avodazor of them was a sheep. So Mishchu yideichem me'avodazor. You should know that sheep is no avodazor, it's nothing. Before Makas Kheres, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, he can't bring korbanos to the Baruch in Mitzrayim. Hey, Mizbach, it's the Abbas Mitzrayim, Leinehem, lo yiskelun. Can we bring sacrifices from there, Abed Zoras, they will stone us. And now the Jews are not afraid, they go with Sirus Nefesh, everyone takes his sheep and binds it to his bed in order to bring it to the Tom Pesach. This is the Mishchu, the beetle of Avodah Zarah. This is the way to the Buddha. Later they have to eat the Pesach, the Shem Mitzvah, not just because it's very, very nice to eat meat. Not to eat it as a present from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I eat it as the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked me to his feast, and I eat it as a Pesach, as eating his feast. And then one gives a korban to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He should feel as David HaMelech said. David HaMelech asked the Jews to bring the Midos for Beis HaMikdash, which he contemplated. The Jews brought a big quantity, and David HaMelech was glad and thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but said also, Ki Mimcha HaKol Umiyotcho Natanu Lach. We didn't give you anything. You gave us. We gave you out of the things which you gave us. I'm no giver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I take from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gold and silver and so on. I give some part of it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is his. I'm no giver, I'm a taker. dem ihr seid nie die Mami war schon und das Buch sagt who gave me anything before I gave him if that makes a first meter to his son it, after I gave him a son it can make me first meter if that makes him zuzu it makes him zuzu after I have given him the house it can make him zuzu I don't owe anybody anything. Everybody owes me. I owe nobody anything. And you should understand it. You understand it, then it has four months our components, but not if you don't understand it. Ruchu Hashem Choset Yatar Shvelem Yishke Maasei, that the Hashem pays us for what we do, it's also a chesed. Because we got everything from him. He doesn't owe us anything. If he pays us, it's a chesed. It doesn't mean that one should overgo without simcha, one should only bow and not feel simcha. Together with the bow and the bow, we should simcha. We say that the bow is 3 times a day. We should be glad that we both have that book. We should be glad to serve a first book. The Chinuch asked why is Chometz possible to come the whole year? On Pesach we are forbidden to eat Chometz because it's Necha Lissias Mitzray. But why is it forbidden to bring Chometz as a carbon during the whole year? Because Chometz is Gaiva, it's pride. Why is it pride? The Chometz takes, it's the same quantity of flour as it was before it became Chometz, but it takes more place. It becomes Chometz, it takes more place. This is the Gaiva. If one takes more place than he deserves, this is Gaiva. He shouldn't be bad Gaiva, but one sort of Gaiva is Mutter. To be glad that I serve the Akash Baruch Hu, that I serve him in the right way, which he taught us in his Torah. We shouldn't be always with a bitter heart. We should be with Simcha. Pesach, the Simcha of to be kind the mitzvahs of the Seder night, together with the pain which we have because we don't bring it on Pesach, but still we have Simcha that we eat matzah and more and drink Arba Koses, Supper B'tzias Mitzrayim. It goes together, the another with the Simcha. The Simcha that we have the Torah, Kim Chayenu Baruch Yemenu, that we are other than all the nations, we have the Torah. It's no skill of feeling our greatness together with the Anob. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah and certainly believed it. He has to believe in every word in the Torah. He wrote in the Torah, Gama Ish Moshe Godel Moed Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And together with this, he is the Anob Mikol Anob. With no skill, he knows he is Godel Moed Be'eretz Mitzrayim and he knows that he has to say Kachet Bor for it. It's not his own. Everything comes from him. Nothing comes from me. Everything comes from him. He knows that he did things which nobody else did, to receive the Torah and Ordonism in Mitzrayim and everything. And it has nothing to do with him. It all from Akash Baruch Hu, Menachnu Mo, I have nothing, I, my brother, we are nothing. It goes together. One shouldn't feel still. And one goes out of the yeshiva, it's now, it begins Zman Cheruseinu, not only on Pesach, but on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it begins Zman Cheruseinu from the yeshiva, that we are not B'nai Chorim from Mitzvahs, we have to keep Zman Kriyashma, Zman Tfilah, and also to learn a little bit. там тистав за симха и пандарца бен азманим also try to have the симхас йонтов as it should be the алох изон йонтов of the 7 days 7 or 8 days of йонтов it should be хецьо лашем хецьо лахем half day you should eat and drink and so on that half day you should pray and learn it's no spirit it's not disturb the симхас йонтов if you don't have the feeling on the contrary it's a real симхас йонтов and to on Pesach on the second day of Pesach you already begin the way to Shavuos to Kabbalah Soter we begin to count to 49 days to Kabbalah Soter so we get the big guy of together with the big number that we are at Hashem Baruch Hu's nation and are going to receive the Torah on Har Sinai on Chag HaShavuot.